Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. B. Richard Ferguson.
Today is the Q&A that followed the message on James 3:13 to 19, and there are just four questions. Number one, if you bring a third party into a dispute, isn't that a violation of the Matthew 18 principle where you go one-on-one before involving anyone else? Number two, is it possible for an unbeliever to have heavenly wisdom? Number three, if you have a broken relationship, is it possible to be repentant even though you're unwilling to take steps to reconcile? And number four, if you tried to reconcile and the person refuses, at what point do you give up?
Okay, when I gave the points on how to make peace, and I talked about the Matthew 18 process, and then I talked about using a third party and having reconciliation, there might be a question in your mind about, is there some contradiction there? Because if you bring in a third party, shouldn't you confront one-on-one? I would say, yeah, first you have to do Matthew 18. So after you do step one, you confront one-on-one. You bring your two or three witnesses, and the two or three witnesses are, it's inconclusive. They don't necessarily agree that it's sin or whatever. Or in other cases, it's not even a sin issue. So you and I have some business deal. I sell you a car and then you pay me, and all of a sudden I'm like, that's not what we agreed. And you're like, well, that's not what we agreed, but the car's a piece of junk and whatever. And so we're going back and forth. And I think you're ripping me off and you think I'm ripping you off. And I'm not accusing you of any sin. I'm just like, this isn't fair. And you're not accusing me of sin, but we just disagree. You know, we have our own biases, so like, let's get a third party. So we go and we just, you know, we get the elders or we get the deacons or somebody, and we just say, hey, look, just here's what I'm thinking, and you say, well, here's what I'm thinking, and they sit down and they can make a judgment. They're like, Daryl, you're wrong. He's right. You just give him the money, you know, or whatever. And there's a lot of times we'll have disputes, and they're not even accusations of sin. There's just differences. Is it possible to have the heavenly wisdom and still reject Christ? I think there are some remnants of God's character in unbelievers that are residual from the fact that they're in the image of God. And so, yeah, there's little bits of things in their character that can resemble godly traits. And that's good. When we see that in an unbeliever, that's better than if it's missing in the unbeliever. So, yeah, that can happen. One thing to keep in mind, though, is it's not considered righteousness in God's eyes, because the only thing that's considered righteousness in God's eyes is perfect righteousness, so it has to be seen through the lens of being in Christ. Right? So if someone's not in Christ, their best is still not perfect, and so it's still unrighteousness. Which is a good thing for us to remember, that all of our righteousness would be something that we would deserve to be punished for if it weren't for us being seen through the lens of Christ's perfection. If you have a broken relationship, is it possible to be repentant but not be willing to go take steps to reconcile the relationship? I would say no. It's not possible to be repentant if you're unwilling to take steps. It is possible to be repentant and take steps, and then these steps don't work. Right? So that passage in Romans, he says, as long as it depends on you, live at peace with all men. So sometimes you take all the steps you can take and it still doesn't work. You just can't reconcile with this person no matter how hard you try. And so you finally have to walk away. That can happen, and you're not guilty there. But if you don't even take steps, if you say, he's never going to do it, and so I'm not even going to try, then you're immediately in violation of Matthew 5, where he says, if you're offering your gift at the altar and there, remember your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar first, go and be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. That's how urgent it is. Don't even try to worship God until you go and take some steps to try to reconcile. If it doesn't work, then you can come and worship, you know, but you gotta try to reconcile, and if you don't try, then yeah, you're not repentant. How much to try? when do you finally give up? That's a great question. I think the best answer I know of in that is in, I told you some good passages are in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 and Matthew 7. The part in Matthew 7 where he says, don't judge and, you know, take the log out of your own eye and all that. Right after that, he says, don't give what's sacred to dogs and don't throw your pearls before pigs. So, giving what's sacred, pearls, you're trying to bring righteousness into the situation. Don't do that if it's a dog or a pig. So I don't know if it's a dog or a pig. Here's how you know. And he goes on and tells you exactly how you know. He says, because what dogs and pigs will do is they will trample what you give them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces. So when you're giving what's holy to them and they're trampling it, mocking it, and then attacking, that's when it's time to say, okay, I'm not going to give you any more occasion to just keep sinning. So you've had those situations where you're trying to reconcile with a person and you tell them something from Scripture, they mock it. They make fun of it. They trample it under their feet. And then they just rip into you. I mean, it's hostile. It's not a conversation. It's just an occasion for more sin. And you know, okay, it's 100% chance. No matter how gentle I approach this, if I go to them, it's gonna be a fight and he's gonna be angry. He's gonna attack me. And when that's established as a pattern, you know that's what's gonna happen. Then that's the time when Jesus says, don't keep throwing your pearls in that case. It's time to walk away and pray for them. And then maybe wait a while and then check back in once in a while and see if they change. But yeah, there does come a time when you walk away, and I think that's the marker for when that time is.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, get our free mobile app. Install the Church One app from the Play Store and select Food for Your Soul. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.